Joining me now live in the studio, we have special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, an issue that we talked about even just a few weeks ago, because I think January was Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and I know this is something that your office is very involved in, trying to make a dent in this horrific problem. And I know that you're working very hard to do this. I think right off the top, I think when people hear about, you know, nice suburban areas like the South Shore, they don't think that human trafficking exists here. They think it's only in large urban settings. That's not true.
No, that's not true. I mean, you think of it globally, you think of it across our country, and you do think the urban areas. But unfortunately, it is in smaller areas and smaller counties, including Plymouth County. So that's something for us to make sure that we train in our police officers and our law enforcement and first responders what to look for when they show up at various scenes. And I think that what we've seen, what we've found out since we've been working on human trafficking issues for the last 4 or 5 years, is that with our trainings in schools and whatnot, we've been able to make determinations to find out that there's a lot more cases here than what we originally thought.
When you say you train, you know, law enforcement to deal with this, what do they train them to, like, look for this type of situation and how to respond to it? Is that, are there guidelines? Do you work with, like, social workers to set that up? How does that work?
Yeah, we're going to be, next Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be having a two-day advanced human trafficking investigation training at the Middleborough Police Department. And that's going to be for emergency personnel, so they're going to be able to identify and recognize victims when they're responding for emergency service. Because many times, these people are getting hurt, they're getting beat up, they are the first responders. And when they show up, many times they may just be treating people, but how can you also recognize what may be there? Do you find somebody who's in a situation who perhaps is a young child, who's not from them, who's not related to them, and it has a situation where perhaps they're being held because they were brought here under the guise of helping them, and actually now they owe them money. They owe them money for food, for housing, and they're trading that off in order to make sure they can do that. So how do you make those assessments and determinations, and what services can you provide to these young people who are involved in this terrible problem?
That's got to be heartbreaking to have to deal with that, especially when you see maybe a child involved, obviously against their will, to deal with a situation like that. How difficult, with the factor of the internet involved, doesn't a lot of this stuff move really behind closed doors more so than it did, say, 20 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the internet, as we all know, is a great educational tool, but also it does provide avenues for individuals to use it in illicit manners. So throughout the years, we've seen all sorts of escort services and things such as that, and services that have been put on the internet. And now you're also going to be seeing this with these houses, these brothels that may be up and about, that they're trying to sell these young kids and services with these young kids. So, you know, that's why it's important, I think, for our local law enforcement to be trained on these issues. And then if there are children who need help, we can get them hooked up with our nationally recognized Children's Advocacy Center. We can get them. We've been dealing now with either commercial sexual exploitation of children, which we call CSEC, and now human trafficking here in the county of Plymouth for the last few years. And I think with the resources that we've gotten and the agencies that we're working with and the monies that we've been able to get grants to put back into the community, we can help more people and get them the services that they need to get them out of these very coercive situations.
Now, you have a detective coming in from out of state next week to help do the training in Middleborough. Do you always look for expertise from other areas of the country, trends or certain things that happen with this kind of crime?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have assistant DAs here. We have Amanda File, who's been working in our office for quite a period of time with human trafficking issues, and she is going to be presenting along with Detective Joseph Scaramucci from the McLennan County Sheriff's Office in Texas. He's been on the forefront of human trafficking. He was a detective with the Sheriff's Department down in Texas, dealt with hundreds of human trafficking cases, and now he is on the other side training law enforcement as to what he can do, and information he can bring based upon his expertise to help them to know what to observe for, what to look for, and how we can help the people as best as we can.
If people have questions or need help when it comes to this issue with human trafficking, what's the best way to contact your office?
Once again, the best way to get in touch with us ever is going to our website, plymouthda.com, and that will provide you with information and also access and phone numbers and other websites that you can go to. And if you have any questions at our office, you can call us at 508-584-8120.
Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.